This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Yes, and, well, whatever it would cost you on, you know, like your cell phone bill. You know, that there's always the person that'll say, well, Khan Academy's not free because you've got to pay for the internet.
Who says that, Daryl? I think you say that.
No, I've actually heard people tell me that.
That sounds a little pedantic. That's right, the only reason I bring that up.
That's the reason a lot of times... When I go off on one of these things that you call Daryl being pedantic, it's because I've heard people say, well, you didn't mention this point of minutia.
So it's
so
the world.
I try to preemptively mention all of these points of minutia.
You are a victim of your society. Is that what you're saying, Daryl?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, victim status, Daryl. That's an interesting...
You're the one that said it, not me.
I was. My bad.
But the us in studio tonight is me, Daryl.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story about some internet service providers saying that, well, I'm guessing here that a translation of what they're saying is government regulations have made it so that we can't make money unless government gives us money. So they're not asking to repeal the regulations. They're just asking for money.
Yeah, and I think all of us remember that, you know, a number of presidencies have announced that their goal, one thing they want to see is broadband in every house, a chicken in every pot. This is usually a political ploy, but they're, yes, you know, trying to make...
High-speed something-something for everybody.
Right, high-speed internet for everyone, but no one really agrees on what high-speed is.
Right.
And no one, certainly not government, will agree on whether... high-speed internet in every area would be economical. And,
right.
And that's a real question, you know. I live kind of in the middle of nowhere, Daryl. You've been to my house.
Yes.
I live on top of a mountain.
I actually drove. There was a sign that said middle of nowhere. I turned left and then went another mile and a half.
That'd be us. So where we're at, we have exactly one internet provider. Now, Comcast happens to be in a lot of my town.
All right.
But it's not economical for them to continue, you know, their lines up where I live.
Yep, they stop right there at the sign that says middle of nowhere.
Right. That's pretty much it. And so I have one choice. Well, two, technically. I could go with satellite internet, which is painfully slow and painfully expensive. So I kind of get that, but I also understand that Comcast, if there's not a certain number of households that may
right.
subscribe to them, it's not economical.
But, right. But and, you know, in the big city in this area, and for those of you watching on the webcam, you may have seen me do the air quotes there, because Keene, not that big of a place, 23,000 people when the college students are in town, but it is... the city in this area.
Right.
And even here, where there are, you know, these high-speed things, and I forget exactly what some of the speeds are, but we're just, you know, like a quarter mile off of wherever that line is, and they want thousands upon thousands of dollars to run the line the quarter mile because... that line's not running right here.
Right.
But once the line does run down this road, it would probably wind up being a lot cheaper for other houses to do it.
Sure.
But you've always got to have that first person that says, yeah, I'll pony up the however many thousands.
Right. And that would be the case where I live. If I were to go to Comcast and say, you know what, I'm willing to be a subscriber and I'm willing to pay, let's say, a $50,000 installation fee. Then you can bet that I could get Comcast internet at my house.
Right.
And my neighbors and everybody between my house and where the line currently ends would also be able to become Comcast providers. But here's the question. The question is Comcast more suited to determine the economics of offering a particular service in a particular area, or are a bunch of bureaucrats in D.C.? That's my question. I mean, and to me, whether I like it or not, I don't like the fact that I only have one choice for internet provider, but I'm not going to sit here and go, well, the politician said, you owe me this. They right. don't owe me anything. I
right.
wish they did, but they don't.
But there are certainly some regulations, and I don't know all of the details of what they refer to as the last mile thing, but you know, there are all kinds of regulations that do make it cost prohibitive for more than one company in an area to offer certain services.
Correct. And particularly when you're talking about internet service, you're talking about putting things on poles. Oftentimes those poles are regulated by and taxed by local governments. So if you want to do business in town, you know, our little town ended up striking a deal with Comcast.
Right.
And there's a deal there. That's what this is all based on. There's no reason for there ever to have been a deal. Comcast should just be able to look at an area and say, this looks like a market we want to be in, or no, it doesn't.
Right.
Shouldn't
and
have government telling you yes or no.
In a lot of cases, and we will get into this story from Ars Technica, in a lot of places, there's one cable company. And...
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah, there is one cable
Heather
company.
Heather joined us, and she's waving her hand frantically, and I don't know what she's
Does
trying
she have
to
offer.
No, I'm saying that whoever had these headphones last is, like, deaf because it's so loud.
Okay. The
I don't know
thing where you
doing.
Can change it is right in front of you. But with cable, you know, there's a lot of times one cable company.
Yeah.
There is
much better.
In Keene, one cable company. And the city says, well, we didn't force them to sign a non-compete. Anybody can come in. But the thing is, the city has set the standards at such a level as to where any new company that comes in would not actually be able to reach whatever the level is. So it's effectively, they have granted this one cable company a monopoly
right.
without actually saying they have been given a monopoly.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And here's what Ars Technica says about this article, says about this in an article called ISPs say they can't expand broadband unless government gives them more money. Industry asks for handouts, arguing that broadband is essential like a utility. So they're going for the government money in this one. Broadband providers have spent years lobbying against utility-style regulations that protect consumers from high prices and bad service. But now, broadband lobby groups are arguing that internet service is similar to utilities such as electricity, gas distribution, roads, waters, and sewer networks.
Wasn't this part of the net neutrality claim was that net neutrality would treat internet the same way as telephone service and have it regulated under like Title II or
yes,
something?
Absolutely. It has to be a utility. It has to be a right, Daryl.
Right. So, hold on. So, just because something is a utility doesn't necessarily mean it's a quote-unquote right. And then this weird thing of...
But?
Right. So... You, Chris, have a right to bear arms, but I don't think that you would ever say that that means that some government somewhere must give you a firearm.
Correct.
So people use this word right to both simultaneously mean something that can't be taken away and something that must be given to you by someone else.
Exactly, Daryl. Now you get it. Now you understand where the modern progressive movement has...
They use the term interchangeably.
Yes. It is,
and it's up to you to figure out which one they're trying to use.
That is correct.
But you said that they're trying to say that internet service is a right like water and sewer, but everybody has to pay for water and sewer.
Correct.
That's not something that's just given, quote-unquote, for free.
No, and in the case of government-run government water and sewer...
People still get a bill for that.
You do. You still get a bill. It's not a right... In the provider's view, the essential nature of broadband doesn't require more regulation to protect consumers. Instead, they argue that broadband's utility-like status is reason for the government to give ISPs more money.
No, it's a reason to roll back regulations and allow them to compete in the free and open market. Your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. horizen.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us by dialing toll-free. Or there's also the Discord call-in lines, which if you have the Discord app and a decent microphone, decent internet connection, and some headphones. You definitely want the headphones, because if you're just having the audio come on your end through the open speakers on your laptop or desktop, there's going to be some echo, and it's not going to sound good. Discord.lrn.fm for that. We're talking about internet service providers, and instead of them begging for fewer regulations, they're actually now asking the federal government for some kind of a handout saying that they can't compete because there's too many regulations or something. We'll get back into the article. But, you know, without the internet, Bitcoin never would have been a thing. And without Bitcoin being a thing, saveatpurse.com would not be a thing. That's why Bitcoin.com wants you to know about saveatpurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, BTC. And now you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you were going to buy anyways when you shop using saveatpurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. Save at Purse. SaveATPurse.com.
Yeah, and we've been talking ISPs, Internet Service Providers, and yeah, what they feel it needs to be done to fulfill many administrations' desire for coast-to-coast, every single person should have high-speed Internet. Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. That's the argument made by trade groups, U.S. Telecom and NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association. U.S. Telecom represents telcos that include AT&T, Verizon, and CenturyLink, while NTCA represents nearly 850 small ISPs.
I did not know that there were 850 internet service providers, let alone 850, in addition to AT&T, Verizon, and CenturyLink.
Yeah, the big guys. So, I don't know. I've lived in a lot of rural areas, and there's always a lot. Oftentimes, like, the local cable company is like some, like, you know, Idaho, you know, or Boise, you know, cable television or something like that. There's always something like that. And since, you know, even small cable companies, since they already had a wire going to every house, pretty much, even if it's in a small area, they often became very small ISPs. I remember I lived in Frederick, Maryland 20 years ago, but there was one called Frednet, Fred.net. You know, that was a local ISP. And so anybody who had some wire could kind of jump in and become their own ISP. That would not be the case today because of regulation.
Right. And as part of that regulation, that last mile thing that, again, I've heard talked about, but I don't know exactly what it is.
We'll see if they talk about it here. Like electricity, broadband is essential to every American, unquote. U.S. Telecom CEO Jonathan Spalter and NTCA CEO Shirley Bloomfield wrote Monday in an op-ed for the Topeka Capital Journal. Yet, U.S. broadband infrastructure has been financed largely by the private sector without assurance that such costs can be recovered through increased consumer rates, unquote.
Oh, do you mean like how every other business operates? No, and by every other business, I mean the ones that don't have these guaranteed government things.
Right. But when you think about it, how about like telephone companies, maybe? No, telephone companies have all sorts of regulations and all sorts of things that the government does that can support them. They will assure that they can charge a price that allows them to, you know, a suitable profit, but they don't talk about profit. They say, you know, we will make sure you have the money for the infrastructure to move into the 21st century and stuff like that. Talk about any industry. Talk about cars, you know, and we have these huge, big mainstream industries that are still, despite the their opportunities to be profitable outside of the marketplace, still choose to just, you know, if the government's giving away money, we're not going to refuse it. We'll take that.
Right, but, you know, at the same time, and in a lot of cases, you have companies that are begging for these handouts. It's not that there's politicians just trying to give away money, and nobody wants to take our money. You've got these people like Elon Musk that will go and beg for the handout.
Right. Yeah. But you also have, let's talk about small ISPs that probably donate to the, let's say, the campaign funds of, you know, rural congressmen and stuff like that, you know?
Right.
Why would they not want their own advocate there? While ISPs want the benefits of being treated like utilities, such as pole attachment rights and access to public right-of-ways, they oppose traditional utility-style obligations, such as regulated prices and deployment to all Americans. The industry's main argument against net neutrality and other common carrier regulations were that broadband shouldn't be treated as a utility, and that the broadband market is too competitive to justify strict regulations. Quote, utility regulation over broadband can only inhibit incentives for network investment, unquote, AT&T warned in November 2017. Industry groups have also tried to stop cities and towns from building their own networks, saying that the government shouldn't compete against private companies. Telecom-friendly legislatures have passed about 20 state laws restricting the growth of municipal broadband. Despite the industry's fight against municipal networks, Spalter and Bloomfield wrote that the, quote, private-led investment model, unquote, only works in, quote, reasonably populous areas, unquote, in rural parts of America. Quote, the private sector can't go it alone, they wrote.
No, actually, the private sector can do just a fine job when it's not, you know, being hamstrung by all of these regulations. And then being told, oh, you want to actually do business here? You have to have the capacity to hook up every household in the county or the city. Yes, that includes that house that intentionally built a quarter mile away from the road.
Right, right. So here's what we have.
One house at the end of this, what in New Hampshire would be referred to as a Class 6 road,
right,
meaning one that's not paved, one that there's no municipal service to plow. The guy that lives there, if it gets plowed, that's the guy that plows it.
Right. Or he hires somebody in the free market.
You have to make sure that that guy that doesn't want to be connected to the grid at all, you've got to make sure that that guy
can be connected to the grid.
Has the capacity to get your internet.
Yeah. So here we have, in response to government speaking out of both sides of its mouth, we have industry speaking out of both sides of its mouth. Don't regulate us like a utility unless there's money to give away. And if that's the case, then we'll take it. And we need it because we can't compete in your regulatory overhead.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
USA Radio News. today, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul filed an amendment to a spending bill that would prevent federal funding from going to organizations and others that perform abortions.
Planned Parenthood ends the lives of 320,000 babies each year. That's about 900 babies every day. Planned Parenthood receives over $400 million of taxpayer money. The government, with a wink and a nod, tells us that Planned Parenthood doesn't spend the money on abortions. My amendment would end funding to Planned Parenthood. My amendment is already included in the House version. And yet, my amendment is now being blocked by Republicans.
Dangerous Category 4 Hurricane Lane is pushing ever closer to the Hawaiian Islands, and it has already begun unleashing excessive wind and rain on the Big Island. The storm is expected to maintain hurricane strength at least through Friday, and up to 30 inches of rain is also expected. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line, how you can call in and join us. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you've been telling us about these internet service providers that they want to have it both ways.
They do.
We'll jump back into this article from Ars Technica here in just a moment. But first, let's head to the Discord call-in line, where we've got Libertera Ben calling in. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I used to be, go by Big Ben from Canada.
All right, anyways, go ahead, Ben.
Yeah. Anyways, about a year ago, I called in about a candidate that was libertarian leaning for the leadership of the Conservative Party.
Yeah.
He ended up losing on the last ballot by like 1%. And then just today, after some internal divisions with the current leader, he has decided to leave the party and start his own party. And then that's kind of caused me to want to have a broader conversation about whether liberty-minded individuals would have more success either within the mainstream trying to implement that, but even having to be part of a team, or outside of the mainstream.
That's interesting. You mean like within political parties, existing mainstream political parties? Is that what you're saying?
So if they're in Canada, that would be like trying to infiltrate the Conservative, the NDP, or what's that third one that has a good many seats?
The Liberal Party, which is the current government.
Right.
Yeah, so like try to infiltrate one of those three and don't run as libertarians.
Yeah, I don't even know if I call that... I don't know if I even call that infiltration anymore, because in New Hampshire, it's relatively common. Now, I recognize
that... Well, it's common in most states in the U.S., where people, because the ballot access laws in the U.S. are easier run as Republicans or Democrats, whereas in Canada, every candidate has the same requirements for getting on the ballot. Doesn't matter what party you're from.
Yeah, but the question, I think, is about success. The question, I think, to the party point would be, will the party support you as a... You know, a libertarian conservative in Canada. You know what I mean? Or a libertarian liberal running in Canada.
Yeah, so from my experience, like, in politics and stuff, I can tell you that it's not so much about infiltration as it is about building relationships with people. And if you're not good at building relationships in the Libertarian Party, you're probably not going to be effective at building them in any other party. It's kind of all comes down to working well in groups and working well with people, and some people are better than that than others. And if you go into any one of the major parties, there's already relationships that have been built that are strong blocks, so to speak, that you can't just go into a party and sever ties with people, like infiltrate it. I know people in the Libertarian Party tend to use that word a lot, infiltrate. But a lot of these parties, the people have been whining and dining with each other for decades, and you're not just going to come in there and take over their little establishment that they have going on.
Right. So somebody's not going to walk into the Republican Party and change what the Republican Party stands for, which is we're not Democrats.
Right.
You can't force the party that stands on we're not Democrats to suddenly stand on some kind of principle that actually, you know, means that they have to stand for something.
In my opinion, the way that liberty in general on any issue is most achieved is usually from like a focus point, right? Like the issue of marijuana legalization. That issue, there are so many groups and nonprofits and political action committees out there that their one goal is to legalize marijuana. Their one goal is to go in and testify on bills relating to marijuana and why it's in the general public's best interest to decriminalize and or legalize it. Do you see what I mean? So when you look at like the political party grand scheme of things, that's not really what generates liberty so much as it is like the isolated grassroots efforts on each and every issue where liberty could be more abundant.
So Ben, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at this point. And if he decides to start a new party, I might actually throw my name behind him. And
any idea what the new party is going to wind up being based around? What the principles will be? If there will be principles?
I'm guessing it's going to be like a libertarian nationalist populist coalition because he does agree with some Trumpian views, but he's not full Trump, I guess.
See, that's kind of like me. I feel like I'm like a conservative libertarian. Like, I was a huge Trump critic.
We were all thinking.
Yeah, okay, well, I was a huge Trump critic in the beginning, which I still am. I criticize a lot about him. There's plenty to not like. But then at the same time, I can't deny I've seen so much BS about him in the media that's just flat-out lies, things about him and his supporters where I'm like, there's plenty to work with. Why do you have to lie? You know what I mean? Like, why publish the lies and misinformation in order to, like, demonize his entire support group?
Well, and not to pick on Heather, but you strike me as somewhat nationalist. I'm not saying nationalist like you're a Nazi. It's certainly not that. But you are very proud of your country. You take great pride in our country.
I take pride in the things I'm affiliated with. So, like, my family, I want to do what's in the best interest of my family. My state, I want to do what's in the best interest of my state. My country, I want to do what's in the best interest of my country. I'll be the first to call out people in D.C. or our foreign policy that I don't agree with. But just because I'm pro-America, I want to make America an example for the rest of the world, is basically, like, you know what I mean? Like, as a country, I think we should all agree to come together and make this country, like, set an example as best we can, and we do that by setting an example ourselves.
By not bombing them.
It's not even about not bombing them. I mean...
It would be good.
No, because, I mean, hey, if, you know what, if somebody believes that they're under threat and they bomb someone, then that's defense.
You know what I mean?
If there's like some crazy, you know, there's terrorists in these world. People that like...
Yes, no argument.
...want to bomb us and, you know, like we want to encourage restraint as a nation and we don't ever want to like use any type of, you know, foreign policy that's going to kill innocent people. And there's ways to discuss, you know, how we go about doing that. But I think completely as a nation, like not having some type of military is... I'm totally 100% against.
Yeah, I think anybody who looks at the issue, and I don't want to...
I agree with borders, essentially.
I know you do. You love your borders, but I didn't want to take away from Ben's call.
I prefer Barnes & Noble because borders shut down a couple years ago.
That's a good point. Are there still Barnes & Nobles around?
There are still Barnes & Nobles, yes.
Wow.
And a few Books a Millions. Continue with your thought, Ben.
Well, I generally think that working with other people, just talking to them, is the best way to put forward the ideas of liberty. And within parties, you have to be very team-oriented, and I think that sometimes that could undermine what you want to do with your own ideas.
But it also makes you come up with new and better arguments.
Yeah.
You know, so how do I say this in a way that you're going to understand? Go ahead.
Well, the Libertarian Party, as far as the, like, who's more libertarian stuff within the party, is what drives me crazy.
Daryl.
Like, I don't even want to be involved with that kind of stuff.
The answer,
you know what I mean?
Always Daryl. Daryl is the most libertarian.
Debatable.
No, I'm not the one that said that.
No, I think I have a quote of you saying that. I am the most libertarian.
It's just unfortunate when you have all these people in a particular party that care about liberty, meanwhile they spend more time fighting with one another than they do, right? For every minute they spend arguing, there's people in jail for smoking weed.
Yep, I hear you. It's like,
where's your priorities? Like, you know what I mean? Find common ground with people and forget the stuff you don't agree on.
Yeah, and oftentimes you're going to have to, for there to be a likely, and I'm not against the Libertarian Party, I'm skeptical of its
progress.
Success, just because of the numbers, but I do think that people that are Libertarians running as Democrats and Republicans in the United States, you know, and if they're getting elected, hey, they're going to reach people that hadn't heard it before.
The vast majority of the time, they lose in a primary. Ben, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind.
Like there's pineapple pizza?
Right. Nobody's called about pineapple pizza, but yeah, I guess if you wanted to, you could call in about pineapple pizza.
Sorry, are you a no? Is that a no from you, Daryl?
Quick, find a story.
You could also call in about internet service providers, which is what we started the show off with, or you could continue the discussion about political parties, and we'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a directory for liberty-minded businesses, events, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, kind of like on Yelp, but there's also a bit of a social networking aspect built into it where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we go to Derek calling in from Erie, Pennsylvania. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Hughes internet is terrible and pineapple pizza is great.
Yes.
So, yes, you touched on two things we discussed. So I've only dealt with Hughes once. Then I put in a cell phone repeater for a guy who lives off-grid. And that was our only internet connection, so it was dicey.
Yeah, no, I tried to get a home phone through him and a whole ankle bracelet thing. But let's just move on.
All right.
So what's on your mind?
The previous guy that called in that I was listening to, his agenda was, you know, try to fight the system from the inside.
Right.
That's kind of what I took from it. And I disagree with that because what makes me believe in the libertarian system so much is that it's based on principles that are believed in heavily, and that's what matters. And if you go away from your principles to fight from the inside, then you're defeating the whole process.
That's a pretty common point of view up here in New Hampshire, I would say. And
but
it's
I'm not.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No,
please.
Go ahead. I'm not a hardcore libertarian. I don't think that every state needs to have its own currency or things like that. But I believe in just the freedom of individuals to just themselves.
Right.
And that's the way that the country will be run, and that's the way that human beings will be happier.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't disagree. I look at, here's the two sides of my brain. On one side, I do believe that the most important thing we can have are vocal libertarians who are good at enunciating why we believe this system is superior, that why it's better, why we'll be more, we'll be wealthier, we'll be happier. There's all these things that drew me to libertarianism, and I think it's important that we have those really loud voices out there making these ideas well known amongst the population. That's one side of me. The second side of me says that, you know what, marijuana used to be, you know, a solid misdemeanor in New Hampshire, and now it is at least decriminalized to some degree, right?
Yeah.
But that is an incremental step. And I don't think any, you know, I don't know of any state that ever went from marijuana is a felony to marijuana is legal and free. You know what I mean? That just doesn't happen. So I recognize the importance of steps, and I understand that. But I also understand that part of not giving up your principles. I think the real balancing act for people that really want to seriously affect change is to how do you resolve that within yourself.
Right. And there are people, and Derek, thank you for the call. There are some people within the Libertarian Party that they want to quibble over whether or not our candidate should say completely end the drug war, and that means remove the Controlled Substances Act and, you know, not have a DEA at all. And then there's other people that say, no, what we should advocate for is this tiny little step that we think will get us in the right direction.
Right.
And, you know, that's sort of that discussion that happens of, you know, what exactly should the message be? Yeah, certainly. Would I accept removing a penalty as a step in the right direction? Absolutely, 100%. But I'm still going to say we should get rid of the war on drugs and abolish the DEA.
Right. I don't disagree with that. And I think that's what needs to be, those are the things that need to be said. And how do we do that? Do we do that through, planks, you know, or these parts of the core of the Libertarian Party? And I know for a fact that a lot of those things are.
Right.
But the real question is if it happens to be you running for a certain position, how do you enunciate that to your neighbors? You know, how do you explain that this is I want you to know exactly what you're going to get.
Right.
And while I support these things, I support abolition of the DEA and I sell all the buildings, you know.
Right.
Let's just do it full blown. The reality is that, you know, if a measure came up that would, you know, decriminalize in some way or, you know, further medical marijuana or whatever would happen to be, then you would support it. So
right. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in on the Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, good morning or good afternoon.
Or good evening.
Yes, it's almost just about evening. Yeah, I don't know. I came back from Alaska, so my time is all messed up.
Gotcha.
Got it. What's on your mind?
I called because of, you know, we all know how crazy the media is and how pretty much everything they say is a lie. But I just saw this story from San Francisco Gate that I just had to call about. In fact, I just now saw it, and I said, I got to tell you guys. It says, it's not just the fog turning the sky gray. San Francisco air quality is 3 times worse than Beijing. Obviously, these people have never been to Beijing.
You have.
Been to Beijing many times.
Yes, you have.
And San Francisco air is not 3 times worse than Beijing by any measurement. I don't care if you're talking about particulate matter, if you're talking about certain types of chemicals in the air, I guarantee you Beijing's air is 3 times worse than San Francisco's, maybe even 5 times worse. So it's just an example of how you can't believe anything you read in the media.
Now, when you go over to Beijing and stuff like that, do you have to, like, prepare your body for it somehow? Like, is there, like, a shock to your body when you first get over there?
Well, I suppose it depends on how sensitive you are. So I'm kind of used to it, and so is my wife. And,
right.
You know. But we get scratchy nose and sore throat and that kind of things, and try not to go out in it too much. You know, we try to. Also, if you're going to spend a lot of time out in it, you can wear a dust mask, which we carry those with us.
Right.
But they're kind of a pain in the neck, especially in the summertime, because you get all sweaty under them and all that stuff. But, yeah, the air over there, when you can't see a building that's 3 blocks away from you, that's pretty bad air.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've never seen air in San Francisco or any U.S. city where you couldn't see 3 blocks unless it was foggy out.
Right.
You know, but
right.
That smog so thick that you can't see 3 blocks, that's really, really bad. And that's way worse than San Francisco's ever seen.
So does this article, does the article from the San Francisco Gate give any kind of indication of what metric they're using to make the claim that San Francisco is 3 times worse than Beijing?
Of course not. They don't have any charts, graphs, numbers, or anything to back it up. It's just an article saying, hey, we're worse than Beijing by 3 times. You know, that's all it is. But
yeah.
Going back to the level of smog, if you were in some of the San Francisco cities during the fires, and I used to live in Reno, and we would have a lot of wildfires coming over the mountains and stuff. There was some air quality during some of those wildfires that
sure.
would be as bad as Beijing, maybe even a little bit worse. But if you're living on the edge of a wildfire, yes, your air is probably worse than Beijing. But if you're just living in the middle of any metropolis area in the United States, you're not even close.
Yeah, and L.A. used to be really bad, and it was notorious. It probably is still bad, I don't know. But part of that, it wasn't just the smog. It was smog combined with weather. It was how the Pacific airs blew in to L.A. that caused these, you know, the smog not to go away.
And I'll tell you that the air is way better than it was in the 70s.
Yeah.
Because first time I drove to San Francisco, or actually to L.A., was in 1969.
Gene, thank you for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.